It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state law means Coloradans who get arrested at the start of a weekend will no longer have to wait until Monday to get a bond hearing. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it also requires sheriffs to ensure people are released within 6 hours of posting bond.
The law takes effect in September. It says everyone arrested must have a hearing, in person or virtually, within 48 hours of being taken to jail. To help make that possible, the state is creating a new position, bond hearing officer, who can conduct hearings remotely anywhere in the state. Many district attorneys fought the policy change. It doesn't come with any money for them to hire additional staff, so they warn that in smaller jurisdictions, prosecutors will have to work weekends without additional pay. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado is placing new restrictions on when paramedics can administer the sedative ketamine. A new state law says law enforcement cannot instruct an EMT to sedate someone simply because they are resisting arrest. The state will also suspend the ability to use ketamine in cases of excited delirium. That's a controversial diagnosis primarily used to describe people who've become overly agitated while interacting with police. Another new law aims to phase out some plastics over the next few years. It adds charges for bags at grocery stores and other retailers and takeout food containers by 2024. A fish native to the Colorado River might no longer be considered endangered. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to reclassify the razorback sucker as threatened. The fish received protections under the Endangered Species Act in 1991 after the construction of dams reduced the species range to 25% of what it once was. Decades of conservation actions have improved population numbers, but some environmental groups don't want the fish reclassified. The Center for Biological Diversity is concerned that reduced river flows caused by climate change-driven drought will hurt the species' ability to recover. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
It's getting hotter across Colorado today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.